Welcome. For those of you that were not here yesterday, my name is Dan Globus. I'm the director and lead mindfulness meditation instructor for Meditation House. We provide mindfulness meditation instruction classes and programs to corporations. I've been teaching in the corporate world now for about 16 years. How long has it been now? So in the corporate world, it's been about 12 years, about 16 years teaching in general. And I have a meditation practice that goes back over 5 decades ago. So I've been meditating for a long time. I don't mind saying I love what I do. I love leading these sessions. I know some of you guys were not able to attend yesterday's session, but it's okay. It was an intro to meditation. It was recorded. We're going to be getting the recording over to you guys tomorrow. So you'll have that session plus this session. And I hope that you will check it out again, listen to it again. If you're new to meditation, if you've tried it before and you've struggled with it, I'm very happy that you're here because these sessions are fun. They're easy. You really don't have to do anything except for just check in. Just be present. Take your phone, silence your phone, turn it over. Give me your attention for the next about 25 minutes. And I promise you that at the end of the session, you should feel relaxed, maybe a little focused, even a little happy. You should feel pretty good at the end of the session. But we'll check in with each other and you tell me what you think of it. In meditation, you go through, in traditional meditation, you go through 2 main steps of each meditation. One is called the preliminaries, and ultimately what we're trying to do is get to the stage that in traditional meditation they refer to as shamatha. You may have heard this word as shamatha or samatha, all variations of the same thing. The preliminaries help us to take any excitement in the body, any discomfort, and as best as we can to get rid of it. And then the shamatha part of it is where after we've gotten rid of all this stuff and we use the breath, we bring a focus to the mind and to the body where we can just sit in a very calm, still state. That's what we're looking to achieve. We're looking to connect with that. It is in that calm, still state where we can connect with this very important thing called an intention, also known as a motivation. So what are we looking for through meditation? Okay, I think most people are looking for the same thing. They want to get rid of stress. They want to at least reduce stress, get rid of anxiety. Maybe they have some difficulties within their mind, something that plays over and over. Maybe they have some fear or something. All these things and then more. We're looking to address something within our lives, something we wish to change, something we wish to change within ourselves. Meditation is a tool that will allow you to address those things. This thing I just mentioned, intention, motivation, it's a simple statement. And I give people these sentences, simple sentences to use. I wish to be, or I wish to remove. And you complete either sentence in any way that's appropriate for you. So in this moment, think about something about yourself, something about your life that you wish to address, maybe something you wish to change. If you're looking to address stress, who doesn't have stress these days? If you're looking to address anxiety, any discomfort, any difficult emotions within the mind, you can set a simple intention that is the following. I wish to be calm, or may I be calm? May my mind be at ease. May my mind be at peace. You can use any of those or create your own version of it. When I started in this style of meditation, that was my, I'll use the word mantra, but it really is not a mantra. It's an intention. It's a statement. And every time I sat, I brought to mind that statement, I wish to be calm. And by doing this on a daily basis, eventually I started to become calm, relaxed. I found that I could calm my mind down and sustain that calmness throughout the course of the day. So let's see. Let's see if we can all connect with a bit of calmness, a bit of peace, maybe even a little bit of insight. Maybe you have some insight during this session, something about yourself, something about your life that you weren't aware of. Let's see how we do. In meditation, the very first thing you want to do is what you're probably doing right now. You sit. If you need to lay down or you're more comfortable laying down, then of course lay down. But ideally, we wish to sit on a chair, on a couch, on the end of your bed, sit on the floor, on a cushion. You could sit with your legs crossed, or if you're on a chair, just let your feet connect with the floor. Feel yourself grounded. Place your hands, if you haven't already, gently on your thighs, your knees. If you're in an office space and you have arms on your chairs, just bring your arms inside of those arms and just rest them on your own body. And feel your body. Notice that sensation between your fingertips and your body. Bring the back upright, but not so upright that you experience any discomfort. Just let it be what I call a proud posture. It's a proud posture because when we sit and we do this thing called meditation, we have the profound opportunity to bring change to our lives. Let your shoulders rest. Just bring your attention to your shoulders. Notice if the shoulders are carrying any tension and just let them drop. The head should be centered. The chin just a little bit down. And your eyes, they can be completely open, partially open, or closed. If you're new to meditation or you've tried this before and have had difficulties with it, it might be best to close your eyes. Briefly scan your body and notice if the body has any form of discomfort, any tightness, any tension, any sharpness or dullness, hot or cold. Go to any part of the body where you notice this discomfort and try to make a small physical adjustment to bring relief to it. If you have difficulties with your back, move your back in any way that brings comfort. For most of us, we experience discomfort in different parts of the body in different ways, but most of those parts we can't make physical adjustments to. So this is where you can use your breath to bring comfort to it. If you have a sour stomach, tightness in the chest, a headache, the way you bring relief to this is you imagine that discomfort. Yeah. Just bring your thoughts to wherever, to that part of the body, and just imagine the discomfort and imagine that you can give it a form. I like to give it the form of a smoke or a mist. It can be any color you want. It can be white, it can be black, it can be purple. Whatever works for you. Now, imagine taking a deep in breath and taking that smoke, that mist, that discomfort away from your body. And then, with a big out breath, release it. And stay there. Notice how you feel, and do it again. You can do it as many times as you want, as many times as necessary to bring relief to that part of the body. This simple thing that we've just done can be done without meditating, just simply to bring relief to any part of your body. If you feel during the course of your day that your little nervous, a little excited. Something's going on within you that you just can't settle down and be calm. Then just do the simple thing that we just did. Most forms of meditation utilize the breath to bring stability to the mind. And the way you do this is you gently breathe in through the nostrils and gently breathe out through the nostrils or mouth, whichever you prefer, whichever feels the most natural right now. It's a gentle in-breath, a gentle out-breath. We don't hold the breath between the in-breath and out-breath. Simply breathe in, breathe out, and when the breath has left you, stay there for a second or two and simply notice, how did the breath make you feel? You will slowly experience with the out-breath a letting go, a calming effect, taking any discomfort that remains in the body, and you release it. Any agitation, any hyperactivity. We can also notice that we can start taking all those thoughts swirling around in the mind, thoughts on something you want to do or need to do later, thoughts about something in the past, whatever it is. The breath helps us to take those thoughts and to bring calm to them. Not to get rid of them, but just to quiet them down. When you get into a very deep meditative state, into shamatha, the mind can become so calm, so still, that you will let go of all of your thoughts. Each day, if you do nothing else, if you sit just for 5 minutes and focus on your breath, gently breathe in, gently breathe out, you'll notice within a few days, a few weeks, certainly a month, that you become calmer, that you have a new ability. During the course of the day, when anything upsets your mind, anything upsets you, you can turn to the breath, use this method, and it will help you to relax. When practiced over a long period of time, over days, weeks, and months, that calmness, that stillness, that peacefulness will stay with you throughout most of the day. And even when you encounter something that brings you into that difficult state of mind, you'll remember this. You'll remember how the breath has made you feel. For the person that's new to meditation, the beginner, the person that has struggled with meditation, even though the breath is very calming, sometimes it's not enough. What you can do is count as you breathe. You breathe in, say the number one, say it quietly, say it within your mind. Then breathe out. With the next in-breath, go to the number two and continue counting. You can count up to 11, or even 21 if you wish. And if you lose your place, just start at the beginning again. You can even visualize the number as you count within your mind. See it, see the number fading in, fading out. Thank you. as your mind starts to turn inwards, as it starts to calm, you may encounter something within your mind. Most people encounter some form of light, an object, a person, a place, or they simply notice that the mind has become so calm, it almost looks like a sheet of ice or sheet of glass on the surface of water. It's okay to allow your mind to calm, to let go of the need to generate thoughts, the need to attach to any thoughts. There's no disrespect. This is a form of loving kindness for yourself. Let go of any difficult thoughts, difficult experiences, and reconnect with your natural state of mind. When we first learn to meditate, when we first practice, there are periods during our breathing where we notice this beautiful stillness, this calmness, this silence, and we can rest within that for as long as we want, as long as we need to. In the early stages of learning to meditate, you'll only be able to stay there for a short period, a few seconds, 5, 10, 15 seconds, that becomes, through practice, 30 seconds, a minute, 2, 5, 10 and more minutes. As we retrain our minds, as we bring it into this beautiful, still, calm state, you'll notice that it feels quite wonderful to be in the still state. There's a focus to it, something you can maintain throughout the course of the day. It will help you to do your work easier, to be fully present when you listen to someone talking to you. You'll find that you connect with people at a much deeper level. You'll find a new joy in those in your home, those in your life, when you're in their presence. Going to bring you someplace today where we can experience a deeper, calmer state of mind, a place that many people like to go to. I'm going to bring you to a beach, a beach that you've once visited, a beach that you've visited many times, a beach that you've always wanted to go to. Imagine yourself standing on this beach in your bare feet, and gently wiggle your toes now, and try to imagine feeling the sand between your toes. Does the sand feel granular? Can you feel the grains of the sand, or does it feel clumpy? However it feels to you, let's take a walk on the beach. Very slowly, with each step, feeling the ball of the foot to the forefoot, connecting with our planet. and begin to notice all of your surroundings. Allow your senses to notice things like the sun above us. Imagine feeling the warmth of the sun right now as it bathes your body. Take a nice deep in-breath and feel the sun warming your body. With the next deep in-breath, imagine smelling the ocean. Maybe you can smell the saltiness, the brininess of the ocean. Now bring your attention to the sense of hearing, the sense of sound. Maybe you can notice some seagulls flying above. We certainly can notice the sound of the waves, the ocean's waves, as they come crashing onto the shoreline. With the sense of sound, see the waves, and see the waves as they curl and come crashing onto the shoreline. So powerful. Yet watch and listen as the water returns to the ocean, and notice the peacefulness, the calmness, the stillness of the water as it returns to the ocean. After such great power, such great ferocity, comes that beautiful stillness. Many of us have sat for long periods at a time on the beach, just watching the waves, watching the water. Can you imagine this right now? And imagine that all the things that typically weigh heavily on your heart, within your mind, they seem to have just gone away, just rested. There is something very familiar about the ocean, the water, the waves, the sound, the rhythm of the waves curling onto the shoreline. Notice your breath in this moment. There is a relationship between our breath and those waves. They are both much like the other. With each in breath, it's like the waves curling onto the shoreline. With each out-breath, it is like the water returning to the ocean. There's a stillness, a calm, a quiet, as we breathe out, as the water returns to the ocean. See if you can notice this rhythm, this pattern, this stillness. Notice in this moment how your body feels. Notice in this moment the state of your mind. You might be able to notice within your body that the body feels very relaxed, very calm, very peaceful. If there was any tension in your body when you first sat, maybe you can notice that that tension has left you. Can you notice your heart rate? Usually when we sit in meditation, the heart calms to a very slow, very steady, peaceful rhythm. Notice your breath. The breath does the same. It gets into this beautiful, calm rhythm, an easy rhythm. Now notice your thoughts. Usually when we sit in meditation, the thoughts don't completely turn off, but they do calm down, they quiet down. If you were fixated on something when you first sat, is that something still there? And even if it's there, is it calmer, quieter, more peaceful now? All of these elements are signs that you are meditating. The more we practice, the deeper these experiences become, until the point when, on a daily basis, you're living the meditative state. You have a calm, peaceful mind. Your senses are very focused. You hear more clearly. You're more patient. You have a keener eye. Colors appear more vibrant. Sounds appear clearer. These are just a few of the many benefits that we experience. We're going to take a nice deep cleansing breath now. Please take a nice deep in breath. And a nice big out breath. Now bring your attention down to your feet and gently wiggle your toes. Bring your attention to your hands and gently wiggle your fingers. Bring your attention to all of your senses, the sense of touch, the sense of taste, the sense of smell, the sense of hearing, and finally the sense of sight. And if you've closed your eyes, very slowly begin to open them.